Hi guys, welcome to Patrice LaSalle's podcast. I'm your girl, Patrice LaSalle. I'm excited about today's episode. This topic is very near and dear to my heart because it's actually my testimony. So if you've been following or listening to my podcast for a while, you kind of know my story. But if you're new, I'll just give you a 2 minute update. So, 2 years ago, I quit my job. I sold everything in my apartment and I moved across the country to go to ministry school. Actually heard the Lord, it's almost like an impression for a couple of months. It was like this impression, you need to go back to school that I was trying to ignore. Until I had a prophet literally call me out and say, and he said that the Lord says you have to go back to school, and I knew it was for ministry. So during that time, I was kind of mid in my career. I wasn't in an executive level, but I was no longer in an entry level position. I would say I had 4 or 5 years of experience, and I was like, okay, pretty soon my salary will increase because I have more experience. So I felt like I was on a great path until the Lord graciously interrupted my plans and threw in a curveball, which that's what it felt like. So out of obedience, I moved. And when I moved, I had little to no savings. Actually, I did a fundraiser, and so many people, it actually shocked me how many people believed in what God was doing in my life that actually partnered with me through prayers, through finances. Many sold into my GoFundMe. I did a GoFundMe account, which was for tuition and transportation expenses and all of that. And many people sold into that. And then there were times where I would post my tuition link and people would give anywhere from $5 to, I received anonymous donations, people I don't even know to this day, of $700. People sold into my missions trip. I was supposed to go on a trip to Sierra Leone, but I didn't get all of the finances for the trip, so I ended up going to Los Angeles, Long Beach, and I did a local missions trip for, I think it was 3 or 4 days. So when I moved, I had little to no money. I actually withdrew my 401k from my job, and tuition, I can't even think off the top of my head, is around $3,000 or a little more than $3,000, maybe almost $4,000. It may actually be $4,000, and it's not a traditional school, so there's no such thing as financial aid. It's all cash fundraising and that. So I don't want to spend a bulk of the time talking about that, but just to kind of set up what everything was like. So I withdrew my 401k. The money I had that I raised, that I received from selling the stuff in my house, and the donations, the money I raised in my 401k, that money could last me comfortable to cover all of my expenses, even my bills, up until December of that year. And there is no on-campus dorm where that tuition included room and board. No, I had a roommate, we had an apartment, we had to pay rent, we had to pay utilities. And so again, that was including those living expenses. I can make it to December, I would get a part-time job, make it to May, I'll be done, can move back home. That was my plan. And then I felt like the Lord threw another curveball because He wouldn't allow me to work. The first job I applied for was to do taxes. By this time, I was extremely low on finances. And so I figured, okay, let me just go to a little local tax place, learn how to do taxes. This will be a skill that will be super cool in the future. I could do my own taxes, do other people's taxes. Well, it was like that job was procrastinating, and the owner wanted me to show up for training without even being paid, and then I had to actually pay to get some type of license or certification, whatever. Then I needed to go to tax school. It was a whole bunch, and I was like, first of all, I don't have the time to work for free. Second, I don't even have money to pay to get certified or this license, whatever it is I need. And so the second job I applied for was to be a tutor. And so all of the tutoring opportunities that came were like 30, 40 minutes out. And so I just said, okay, I'll tutor. I'll take about two or three kids. The tutoring rate was pretty good. If I tutored, a couple of hours a week, at least it'll be something. And so I would, maybe after the first day, like the parents started canceling the sessions. Like one parent decided that she didn't even, because I had three kids, one parent decided that she didn't even want the tutoring for her child anymore. Another parent never responded to any of my like calls or attempts to schedule. And then the other parent kept canceling sessions like the day of, like right before I'm about to drive 30 or 40 minutes, the mother would cancel. So I kind of like got the hint at that point that the Lord didn't want me to work. But again, I'm looking at my finances and I don't know how that's going to happen. So I just basically had to trust the Lord. And so that was probably the hardest thing I've ever experienced. It got to the point that I was trusting the Lord, not just for rent, but also for gas, for food. And when I tell you the Lord showed up every single time, there was, I'll actually share, my housemate and I, 1 month, I had my half of the rent, but she didn't have hers. And so we were like, we didn't know what was going to happen. We both were praying, we were fasting, we're like, Lord, we can't afford to like lose this place. And so we actually received a miracle where a friend of ours, the Lord told her to bless us with the other half. And so we received a check in that month. That was like my first time, like, whoa, like God really provides, And so the next month, both of us were in a situation where we didn't have it. She didn't have her half, I didn't have my half. Like, we didn't even have a half together. Like, we had nothing. And so praying, fasting, days, begging the Lord. It almost felt like we were begging the Lord to provide for us for like rent. Like, Lord, we can't be homeless. Like, and I got to the place I was a bit frustrated because I said, Lord, first of all, I had my own place. I quit my job and I moved here out of obedience. It wasn't something I desired to do, but I obeyed you. And so I was kind of confused that why am I going through this when I obey God? And so I got so frustrated because nothing was happening. A couple of days after rent was due, still no breakthrough, still no miracle. A week, still no miracle, still no breakthrough. I finally said, God, what are you doing? And he gave me a vision of a moving truck. He showed me that we were moving. And in my head, I was confused because I'm like, where are we moving to? Like, we don't have money. And where are we going to move to, Lord? Because I don't know. But the Lord ended up opening a door where I stayed with my bestie, my now bestie. She was such a blessing, and the Lord just used her in such a mighty way. Like, where I actually had a home for the rest of the year that was actually rent free. And so the Lord taught me so much. It was so humbling because I actually shared a bedroom with her daughter who I love so much, who is my niecey. But again, you're talking about somebody who went from having their own place, independent, self-sufficient, to now sharing a bedroom with a teenager and, feeling not able to provide at all for myself. And I know it wasn't God being cruel, it was God actually wanting to do something in me. And so the Bible says, to not worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, for our Father already knows what we have need of, but to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of those things will be added unto us. And I realized that when I began to beg God to take care of me, the Bible says, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. Those are like the essentials. Those are like, they're not wants, they're actually needs. Those are things that we need to survive. We need food, we need, shelter, we need clothing. Like, we need these things to actually like function. And so the Bible guarantees that those needs are met. But I feel like sometimes when we're put in certain situations, we forget that the Bible, that we actually have a guarantee with God, that as we focus on Him, that He will make sure that every one of our needs are met. And it may not be, that you'll have red bottoms or driving a 2018 or 2019 BMW, but you have clothes, you have food, you have transportation. Like sometimes we get so caught up in the luxuries that we miss the fact that God guarantees that He's going to take care of us. Like every single one of our needs are going to be met because He is a good, good Father. If you think about a parent in the natural, granted, you do have some mothers and fathers who are not really, maybe a little negligent and have not. Don't really take care of their kids, but I'm talking about an ideal mother and father. They're going to make sure their kids have food. They're going to make sure their kids have shelter. They're going to make sure their kids have clothing. Like they're taking care of those bare essentials. Yet we get in tight situations and the spirit of fear comes in. We begin to doubt and question if God is really good, if God is really going to take care of us, and if our needs are going to be met. But He is a good, good father. Like He is better than any father. The best mother and the best father on earth, God is a billion times better than that. And He guarantees that each one of our needs are met. And so in that process, in that season, it wasn't God being cruel. It was actually God being kind. Because for so long, for my whole life, I had to take care of myself, or I had to learn how to take care of myself. I had to learn how to take care of other people. But for once, God wanted to take care of me. And what felt scary is only because I didn't know His nature. I didn't know who He was. I didn't know that there was a guarantee in the Bible that tells me that I will not lack anything that I need. I will not lack any good thing. Like I didn't know that the Bible guaranteed that all of my needs will be met as I continue to seek Him. And sometimes we know it, but we forget it. I didn't know that actually I'm worthy. When I actually had a third year student who was my mentor, who I love so much. And so when I was going through this process about my living expenses, I received blessings and breakthrough for my tuition, but I struggle with asking people to help me with my living expenses. I'm like, first of all, I don't want to be a burden. Second of all, I've already fundraised. Third of all, I don't do this. Like, I never have to ask anyone for anything. I don't want to be disappointed. And I immediately, I take care of myself. And so she gave me a rose for Valentine's Day and it said worthy receiver on it. And so she said, Patrice, I really feel like you're supposed to fundraise for your living expenses. And I kind of like looked at her and I was just like, Mary Grace, I don't know. Sorry, I said her name, but I was like, I don't know about this. And so she just kind of pressed it. And then I had a meeting with my pastor and she was kind of on the same page. And she had me walk through a process of why I did not believe I was worthy to receive. And she said, I'm going to give you an assignment and I want you to ask the Lord why you're a good investment. And so that night, I went home and I sat before the Lord and I said, God, why am I a good investment? Why am I worthy of people investing in me? Like, what's so special about me? Like, what is it? And God began to speak to me. He said, Patrice, when people like you carry a movement, what's on the inside of you, when people actually sow into you, they actually receive breakthrough. And when he said that, it actually changed the way I thought about myself, like that I'm actually not a burden. Actually, people receive blessings from being a blessing to me because of what's on the inside of me. And so I realized that poverty is linked to a mindset. That what you feel that you're worthy is what you will receive. If your self-esteem, if your self-value is low, then you're not going to receive anything more than that. The moment that I shift the way that I thought the moment I shift my thinking, and the moment that I realize that I'm actually a daughter, I'm worthy to receive. I'm actually a good investment. That people are actually blessed when they give to me. It changed me from it shifted. Like I no longer felt like a burden, but I felt like actually, no, I'm worthy. I'm worthy to for people to sow into my life. And so I shifted that thought. The next day, someone I hadn't spoken to in a couple of years randomly texted me and said, how can I be a blessing to you? And the Lord actually told me to send a text message. He gave me specifically the person to let them know my situation. And that person immediately was like, why didn't you say anything? Why are you just saying something? And immediately put like $500 in my bank account. Like, when I tell you the breakthrough that I begged God for months, immediately happened the moment that I realized that I was worthy. In 24 hours, over $2,000, I received breakthrough. And I had enough money to finish the rest of the school year. Like, there were times that I know exactly what Capital One. If you are missed three payments, your car is getting repossessed. So there were times that I would hit two, and I knew, God, if you don't do something, that they're coming to get my car because I'm at two missed payments, and so I can't hit three. And he would show up right when now I was able to pay my car note. And there was one time that I was literally like 2 days, 3 days away from a repossession, and God showed up. There were times that I would drive and my gas tank was on, and I said, God, I'm going to go to church because I need to be there, but I don't know how I'm going to get home. And there, and he provided gas for me to get home. There were times where I didn't know, like, how, you know, food, you know, how I was going to eat, like, this is my last meal type of thing. The fridge is empty. And I would show up at school and I would get an envelope with money to be able to go make groceries. Like, He is such a good father where every single one of our needs are met. And it's never him being cruel. It's him actually wanting to be a good dad and take care of us. That in my season of rest, he knew that Patrice started working when she was 15 with a worker's permit. And since that age, she felt like she had to step into a role of another parent and provide and take care of herself because she didn't want to be a burden on her single mom. And her single mom can now focus on her other siblings. So she took on this role of providing for herself, at least for now, until she's able to do even more for her family. Like, the Lord knew that from a very young age, I took that on, but he wanted to break that off of me because I can, like, for me not to receive from other people or not know how to receive is actually me being selfish. Because when people bless me, they actually are blessed. I have this actual, have numerous testimonies. I remember this one time, someone that is so dear to me, they told me they were going to give me $100. And so the person is so close to me that it could be a loved one giving me money, but the Lord told me it was a seed they were sowing into my life, and I was to pray and bless them because of it. And so I prayed, and I spoke a blessing over the person. Y'all, the very next day, this person walks to their car, and they found a crisp $100 bill outside of their car, and it was raining, and the money was not even wet. Like, the miracles that people started, the breakthroughs people started having just from sowing into me, like, I realized that if I don't believe I'm worthy, I'm not only missing, God operates, like, God can drop a miracle or your breakthrough out of the sky, but God tends to move through people. And what happens is, in a world where we feel like we have to have everything has to be perfect and we have to have everything together, we don't share our process. We don't share where we are out of fear of what will people think. Second, you know, because we feel like we have to paint this portrait through social media and all these other mediums that we have it all together. And no one has it all together at all times. And people actually want to be a blessing. And there are people who are actually looking for opportunities to give. But if no one knows where you are and what you're going through, they don't. They can't sow into it. And sometimes it's fear, and sometimes it's actually pride while you're not being transparent. And so you have to check your heart to see, what are you operating in? Are you operating in a spirit of fear, which is not from God? Or are you being prideful that you have to paint this image that your life is together when it's not? You're in a dead smack in the middle of process. And that's pride. That's not from God either. And so it's through humility. It's through transparency. It's through, again, being led by God, because you do have people where you can go to people and there's no grace, and all of those doors are shut because God wants you to rely on Him. Maybe you're the person that always goes to people for everything. And so God closes all of those doors because you made those people idols instead of going to Him. And so you go to people and they're like, oh, I'm tight. Like, I don't have anything, or I can't do anything. Like, I'm going through this. And so He even causes them to go through a little thing because He doesn't want them to be able to be your God. He wants to be your God. And so I've seen it at that place where God wants to sometimes redirect you. He wants to redirect you to Him. And then there are people that you know God. He is your God. You have not made other people your God. But yet He wants you to have community. He wants you to understand the power of surrounding yourself with people who actually love and care about you. And that's just as powerful. And so God tends to bless us through people. And that's one of the things I learned, because I'm begging God. I'm praying, I'm fasting. Yet the blessings and the breakthrough I needed were in the people around me and people I didn't know. There was one particular time I went to the prayer house, because if I didn't have this payment for my tuition, I would have been locked out of school and I couldn't continue. So I went to the prayer house to pray. The Lord said, go pray for an hour. I went to pray for 1 hour. After I left the prayer house, He said, post your link on Instagram. I posted my link. Once I got home, He told me, post your link on Instagram, and I posted it. And immediately, y'all, somebody I'd never met in my life actually paid $720-something of my tuition, someone on Instagram that I've never met, and I was able to continue school. So a lot of times your blessing and your breakthrough come with instructions. And so you have to obey God. The first instruction was for me to go pray for 1 hour. What happened if I didn't go pray for an hour? Maybe I would have been so focused on my situation that my heart wasn't, you know, aligned with Him, and I would have missed the second instruction, which was to post it on Instagram. And so sometimes He does things like that to realign our focus and our attention and our affection back on Him. And so that was the first instruction, go pray. Once I prayed, I focused on Him. I took my eyes off of my situation and circumstance. I was now able to hear the second instruction, which was the post on Instagram. And I didn't allow fear. I didn't allow what people would say or think to rob me of what I heard God say. And when I did it, there was an immediate breakthrough on it. And I received exactly what I needed. And it happened numerous occasions. And so I just felt to hop on to share my testimony and be transparent about it and just declare over you that you are a worthy receiver, that poverty is a mindset. Poverty is linked to your self-value and your self-worth. So if you don't see yourself as worthy, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in who God says you are, if you don't know who you are in God and why He created you, I would suggest that you start reading your Bible, because every word that's written in the Bible, it's actually a prophecy. It's the written prophecy, a written word over who you are, because you're created in His likeness and image. And so the more you know Him, and it says Jesus is the Word made flesh. So the more that you know the Word of God, the more you know Jesus. The more you know Jesus, the more you know you, because you're created in His likeness and image. So if you struggle with hearing the voice of God, or you struggle with, you haven't received any prophetic words, profound prophetic words telling you that you're called to nations, or you're called to, you know, be this great and mighty person, start with your Bible, because the Bible is the Word made flesh. And so the more that you know the Word, the more you know Jesus. The more you know Jesus, the more you know you, because you're created in His image. And so the more you know who you are, the more you actually understand what you carry, that people are actually blessed when they encounter you. People are blessed when they actually give to you, when they sow into your life. And so don't allow the enemy, don't allow fear, don't allow low self-worth, don't allow low self-esteem to rob you of what God has for you. So I just want to declare over you that you are worthy. You're worthy of everything that God has for you. You are worthy of a great spouse. You're worthy of a great ministry, a great business. You're worthy of, everything that God has spoken over your life. You're worthy of being a good parent. You're worthy of, I feel like the enemy just comes in with these lies telling us that, you're going to be a bad parent. You're going to be a bad spouse. You're going to be, you're going to struggle all of your life. No, these are actually lies from the pit of hell. And so the moment that you can discern that that's not God's plan for my life, and you know that because you know his word, you know him, and you know that he promises that every single one of our needs are met. And so when it looks like things are crazy or they're tight or things are not adding up, like maybe it's not about those things. Maybe God is doing something in you. And so when I realized that I had the outward focus on, my finances, of course, everything in the natural was, it was hectic. And so my focus was on those things. But the root of it was actually an inward thing because I had low self-worth and I didn't believe I was worthy. And so when that came into alignment, when I understand who I was as a daughter, when I stopped operating as an orphan and begging God to take care of me as if my father doesn't own everything in his world, then that's when I actually started operating as a daughter. And I'm like, no, God, actually, you're obligated to take care of me because you're my father. You are my source. It's not my own ability to provide for myself, and it's not my ability to figure things out. It's my ability to be a daughter and to rest and to trust in you. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have to partner and do certain things in the natural, but it doesn't mean that if you have more faith in yourself than you do in God, then you have to shift that focus. And so I believe that God wants you to know that you are worthy, that he has so much in store for you, so many promises, so many blessings, so many things for you, and he wants you to know that you are worthy. So I just want to pray over you guys and bless you, that as you listen to this, as you begin to shift your way of thinking, that you'll begin to see breakthrough in every area of your life, that you're worthy of the healing, you're worthy of the finances, that you're worthy of every promise, everything that God has over you, that's spoken over your life. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your son. I thank you for your daughter. God, I thank you for your plans and your purposes over their lives. God, I thank you, Lord, that you see them as worthy. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are shifting their mindset on today. God, I thank you that you're shifting hearts. Yes, Lord, I thank you that you're shifting hearts in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you're opening their eyes to see who they are in you. God, I thank you for encounters in your word. I pray even now, Lord, that as they read your word, God, that they will begin to experience revelation of who they are as sons and daughters. God, I thank you for a boldness coming upon them, God. And Lord, I thank you that it won't even be entitlement that they'll move in, God, but I thank you it'll be an identity shift. Yes, Lord. I thank you for an identity shift. I thank you, Lord, for changing their name, God. I thank you, Lord, that they're no longer orphans, but I thank you that they are sons and daughters. God, I thank you that they are royal. Yes, Lord. I thank you that royal blood flows through their veins. And God, I thank you, Lord, that I just declare over them that they're worthy to receive. I declare over you that you're worthy to receive everything that God has for you. You're worthy of every breakthrough. You're worthy of every promise. And anything that told you opposite, yes, I silence it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for doing something new. I thank you, Lord, for doing something fresh. God, I even thank you that every need is met, God, that they will lack nothing in this season in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray even now, God, that your promises will begin to unfold. I thank you, Lord, that your word says that if we seek you and your righteousness, that everything will be added unto us, God. I thank you, Lord, that as they seek you like never before, God, that you will add everything they need unto them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing a shift and shifting the way that they think, God. I thank you, Lord, even for sending people to be a blessing unto them, Lord. I thank you for giving them glimpses of your favor on their life. Yeah, I even feel like some of you guys have so much favor on your life, but you don't see it. And I see the Lord giving you a glimpse of the favor that's upon your life. I thank you, Lord, for giving them glimpses of your plans and your purposes, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving them glimpses of the blessings and an inheritance that belongs to them. them. God, I thank you that keys are being released. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that testimonies will come forth. I thank you, God, that everything that was withheld right now in the name of Jesus, that is being released. God, I thank you, Lord, for such a breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, for a shift even in their finances. Yes, I thank you for a shift in their finances. I thank you for wisdom on how to manage their finances. I thank you, Lord, even for wisdom on how to invest and God, even how to do what it is that you placed on the inside of them, God. I thank you, Lord, for just ideas, God, and visions and resources being released. I thank you, Lord, that you're releasing resources from heaven. I thank you, Lord, that you're sending right people, right relationships, and right connections in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless you and we honor you, God, and we thank you for your plans. We thank you for your purposes. And most importantly, God, we thank you for being a good, good father, Lord, that you alone are worthy. God, that it is your pleasure to take care of us, God, that it's your delight, God, to make sure that we have more than enough. And God, we thank you for being such a good, good dad. We thank you, God, that we lack for nothing. God, we thank you that nothing is missing, nothing is broken, God. But Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a God of more than enough. And we thank you for abundance. We thank you that there is an overflow in our cupboards. Ha, huh? Yes, Lord, we thank you for the overflow in our cupboards. We thank you for the overflow in our cups. Ha, huh? We thank you, Lord, for the overflow in the name of Jesus. I declare overflow over every person that's listening, overflowing joy, overflowing healing, overflowing love. Ha, yes, Lord, overflowing finances in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray that you guys were blessed by today's episode. If you are blessed, I ask that you share this episode with someone that you know it will actually bless. And again, I'm praying for you guys. I know that God is going to do something so amazing, and I'm excited to see the testimonies that are about to come forth, that you are worthy. You're worthy to receive everything that God has for you. You're worthy to receive from other people, that you're not a burden. You're actually a blessing. And so I bless you. And until next time, I'll talk to you later. Bye.